Hi, my name is Lucas Plunkett, and today I'm going to be talking with Noah Yesko. I'm going to be interviewing him and asking him some questions about him and his life. So, what is one of your biggest achievements in life so far?
One of my biggest achievements that's a good question. Biggest achievements, huh? Could be going to college. That's kind of cool. Same with another one that I liked a lot my biggest achievement, I'd say, is the music I make. Yeah, 100%. It's the music I make. I feel very achieved with it.
What has been a high point and a low point in your life so far?
So a high point would definitely probably be high school in my life. That was really fun. And then a low point, you know, it's kind of funny because I was saying one of my greatest achievements is probably going to college, but probably one of my low points, one of my like lowest points is probably the second semester of college that I did. That was awful. That was like, life is like poo-poo. And then, I don't know.
How is your life different than from what you imagined growing up as a kid?
It's a little different. When I was a kid, I thought, well, it's not too different from how I thought I was going to be when I was a kid. I used to want to be like a software engineer, creating the newest and greatest technology. But I don't know, that's not really one of my passions at the moment. So it's kind of shifted from that, but I've stayed within the goal of pursuing a life, I guess, or a career out of technology and growing technology. But just not in the ways I envisioned I would when I was a kid.
What is something that you regret or would wish you could have changed?
Something I regret, huh? You know, my instincts want to say going to college in the first place, but since I get to go for free, it's kind of like, I don't really know if I can regret that, but it takes so much time out of like my life. And like, there's no real degree that's offered at Ventura College, at least, that I'm interested in pursuing. So it's kind of like, I'm just going there for a few classes that I'm interested in taking. And I don't really get anything out of it. Like the second semester of college, I only really had like one class that I really like learned stuff in. And I went to get like educated, to like become a better version of myself. But all of the other classes I've taken so far at Ventura College has just been like memorizing work, you know, tedious work to get a passing grade without really ever learning anything. And that's really kind of like a regret for me, because I could have spent that time working, saving up money to pursue my own interests rather than taking advantage of what was supplied to me. But let me think, there might be a better one that I regret more. You know what? Actually, probably not. I think that's the only thing I can really think that I could regret at the moment.
What is an event that has, you know, changed your life or has impacted you as a person?
Probably moving from Bakersfield to Ventura. That was a big one for me. That was just like a total shift change in my life, because, Bakersfield's like, it's kind of hard to think of because they're both in California, so you wouldn't think that the cultures are that different, but they are. It's extremely different. Mostly, I want to say because this is a coastal city, and that just kind of makes people's behavior different. But it was a big life changer, because I had like other opportunities and things that I could have taken advantage of in Bakersfield had I stayed there, but coming here to Ventura, it was like a whole new me. It's things like I've never thought I could have done in Bakersfield, I could have done here. So that's probably the big changing event. That, or there's another one that takes a close second place for me, which is going to my first concert I ever went to. That was one of my big inspirations to start pursuing music production, at least. Because I used to really not be a fan of concerts, because I never really had a good experience with them. But once I went with some friends, it was like, wow, this is awesome. I really want to be able to produce music that other people can like that as much as I like that music, you know? So that takes a close second. Honestly, it might be tied, but yeah.
And then for like the last question. What is something that you want to be remembered for?
I think at the moment I'd love to be remembered for my music. But I'm not sure how, I don't know. It's kind of hard. There's a lot of luck involved with getting to the point where a lot of people know who you are based on your music. That's kind of tough. So other than that, I'd like, you know, I care more about my personal life than I do my career. And in this case, I'm comparing my career as something I'd like to be remembered for. But honestly, I think I would care more just leaving a good memory behind to those I was close with, you know. I'd like to be remembered as like a kind person, you know, someone people could always trust, you know, more than I would like to be remembered for the material or temporal things that I create in this life.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem, no problem.
All right, I think this concludes our interview, and yeah, so thank you for speaking to me today.
All right, no problem. Nice.